నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయముదీరయే. నష్టప్రాయేష భద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా. భగవతీరుత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టకీ. రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 5 చాప్టర్ 6 టెక్స్ట్ 15. కహ ను అస్య కాష్టాం అపరః అనుగచ్చేత్ మనరథేన అపి అభవశ్య యోగీ యః యోగమాయాః స్పృహతి ఉదస్థాః హి అసత్తయా యేన కృత ప్రయత్నాః. కోన్వశ్య కాస్తామపరోనుగచ్చే కోన్వశ్య కాస్తామపరోనుగచ్చే మనోరథేనాపి అభవశ్య యోగీ మనోరథేనాపి అభవశ్య యోగీ. యో యోగమాయా స్పృహయత్తు దస్తా యో యోగమాయా స్పృహయత్తు దస్తా హియ సత్తయా యేన కృత ప్రయత్నా హియ సత్తయా యేన కృత ప్రయత్నా. కోన్వశ్య కాస్థామపరోన్నుగచ్చే మనోరథేనాపి అభవశ్య యోగీ యో యోగమాయా స్ఫురయత్తు దస్తా హియ సత్తయా యేన కృత ప్రయత్నా. కోన్వశ్య కాస్తామపరోన్నుగచ్చే మనోరథేనాపి అభవశ్య యోగీ యో యోగమాయా స్ఫురయత్తు దస్తా హియ సత్తయా యేన కృత ప్రయత్నా. కోన్వశ్య కాస్తామపరోన్ను గచ్చే మనోరథేనాపి అభవశ్య యోగీ
ఆ
Mataji's. Kaha, who? Nu, indeed. Asya, of Lord Rishabhadev. Kastam, the example. Aparaha, else. Anugachet, can follow. Manoratena, by the mind. Api, even. Abhavashya, of the unborn. Yogi, the mystic. Yaha, who? Yoga Maya, the mystic perfections of yoga. Sprahati, desires. Udastaha, rejected by Rishabhadev. He, certainly. Asattaya, by the quality of being insubstantial. Yena, by whom? Rishabhadev. Krita prayatnaha, although eager to serve. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. Who is that mystic yogi who can follow the example of Lord Rishabhadev even with his mind? Lord Rishabhadev rejected all kinds of yogic perfection which other yogis hanker to attain. Who is that yogi who can compare to Lord Rishabhadev? Purport. Generally, yogis desire the yogic perfections of anima, lagima, mahima, prakamya, prapti, ishitva, vashishtva and kama vasayita. Lord Rishabhadev, however, never aspired for all these material things. Such siddhis, perfections, are presented by the illusory energy of the Lord. The real purpose of yoga system is to achieve the favor and shelter of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But this purpose is covered by the illusory energy of yoga maya. So-called yogis are therefore allured by the superficial material perfections of anima, lagima, prapti and so forth. Consequently, ordinary yogis cannot compare to Lord Rishabhadev, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Om Adhyanatim Randasya Jnanan Janasalakaya Sakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangam Langayate Girim Yatkripatam Aham Vande Sri Gurum Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Vancha Kalpatarabhyasya Kripa Sindubhye Vache Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Pastachade Satarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare In this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Sri Radharas Vihari Ji ki, Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman ki, Sri Sri Gaur Nitai ki, in this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, the activities of Lord Rishabhadev is described. Specifically, in this sloka, the wonderful quality of Lord Rishabhadev, who rejected all kinds of mystic perfections that every mystic yogi is aspiring to get, hankering. So, there are ashta siddhis, perfection. Siddhi is perfection. There are ashta siddhis mentioned in the scriptures, Prabhupada mentions about those siddhis in the purport. So these are kind of expertise that a yogi or a siddha purusha may use to show that how powerful he is. For example, anima, these are ashtasiddhis. Anima is to reduce a body very small. You become very small. Body, yeah? Soul is already very small. You reduce the body very small so that you can go into the very, place where it is very difficult to enter otherwise. There is a door and there is a small hole. You can become very small and go through the hole in the door. Very small. And by Mahima, one can expand his body very big. So big, like, not as big as Vamandev, Trivikram, but very big. From one planet to other planet. Big, Mahima. And by Lagima, one can become weightless. You become weight, no weight. You become very lightweight. Very light. Feather, lightweight. So if you become so weightless, then on the water you can walk. On the water you will drown because your weight is acting. If your weight is less, like a wooden block, you can just walk. So somebody wants to walk on the water, they can do some mystic yoga and get the siddhi of Lagima. Oh, I got Lagima. How did he get it? Oh, I got it by doing some mystic yoga practice for 20 years. Oh, really very nice. So 20 years he'll have to spend, just an example, to just walk on the water. You can as well pay a couple of rupees to cross, Ganga. You want to cross Ganga in Navadvip. So you, to cross that, you'll have to go 20 years to do your Lagima practice. You can as well pay, they charge, I don't know how much now, 50 paisa or 1 rupee, something like that. You can just cross, why you have to waste 20 years of your valuable human form of life to achieve a siddhi just to walk on the water. Otherwise you can learn some swimming also and swim across. That may cost little less, I think. Not 20 years at least. You can become a good swimmer in much lesser time. This is siddhi. But somebody wants to show that, hey, nobody is walking, I am going to walk. He wants to pose himself to be a very great siddha. He may just do it. Lagima siddhi. So in this way, prapti, one can have unrestricted access to any place. And prakamya, you realize anything you desire, anything you want, you can get it. As you desire, things will manifest in front of you. Prakamya. Istva, lordship. You want to become lord and master of whatever domain you are in. That's another siddhi. So, vastva, power to subjugate all. You can, as you keep talking to the person, that fellow will be coming under your control. So that you can make your work be done. Hypnotism, something like hypnotize a person. Then kama vashiyata, power to suppress your desires. Your desires can be suppressed. So in this way, these are the ashtasiddhis that is described in the yogic practice. In addition to that, Lord Krishna also discusses about in Bhagavatam 10 secondary siddhis. There are secondary, this is primary. Secondary siddhis are there. So like this, all these siddhis, they can be obtained by means of austerity, tapasya. So Lord Krishna discusses about tapasyas, tapa in different modes. Tapasya also are in different modes. A kind of tapasya which is based upon transcendental faith and expecting no material gain. You do some tapasya but don't expect anything material to get in return. And for the benefit of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, for the sake of the Lord. If one does tapasya, and that tapasya Lord Krishna classifies as the tapasya in the mode of goodness. Tapasya in the mode of goodness generally makes the person to advance to a higher level of consciousness, spiritual advancement. The mode of goodness, tapasya and the mode of goodness helps a person to advance spiritually. Something like fasting on Ekadasi, fasting on Narsingha Chaturdasi, fasting on Nirjala Ekadasi, we are eagerly anticipating to fast coming. These are all astri, definitely, no? The body needs something to eat. The belly is saying, hey, what happened to my, no time, ho gaya, no baje, where is my breakfast? Your body doesn't know. When you don't give anything, you say, theek hai, kuch milta nahi, jaane do. Actually, that period where every day you eat, you know, that time only you'll feel hungry. After half an hour, 1 hour passes, then the body gives the command, aaj kuch milne wala nahi hai. Then take it from the storage. The body has storage also, it's stored, energy is there. So when regular supply is not given, it is taking from the reserve energy. Chalo, reserve energy nikalo. So this is done not to show off to anybody that we are a very great fasting people. There are people who fast longer also. Jantar mantar mein baith karke fasting karne wale log hai. I don't know what they fast anyway, but there are long duration. Somebody fasts for longer duration. Fasting for the purpose of pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is the mode of goodness. Fasting for any other reasons, political, economic, or I don't know whatever kinds of reasons, they are in the mode of passion and ignorance. They don't help a person to advance in spirituality. And the austerities, tapasya, which is aimed at gaining some respect, power, worship, name, fame, these are all in the mode of passion. If I did this tapasya, people will know that I am the person who did that tapasya, you know, people will appreciate. They will recognize me. Passion doesn't help a person to advance in Krishna consciousness. And the tapasya in the mode of ignorance is out of foolishness. And sometimes it involves in torturing oneself, self-torture, in the mode of ignorance. So many people can do tapasya. Even Hiranyakashipu did a lot of tapasya actually. He did such a tapasya that generally, you know, it's very difficult for any ordinary person to do it. Who can stand on one leg raising his hands up and, you know, looking up above and remain in that position for long, long duration of time. So much so that his whole body is eaten up by white ants. The flesh was eaten up. He was absorbed in his tapasya. Very difficult, very difficult. It's also tapasya. But it is based upon torturing the body, you know, out of foolishness, wanting some, gaining some power, to wanting to become immortal. It is in the mode of passion and ignorance, mostly in ignorance because torturing the body. So in this way, there are different classification of austerity. Austerity can be done either in the, passion, goodness, passion, ignorance, etc. So here we can see the mystic yogis wanting certain kind of perfection, they do tapasya. The material nature is arranged in such a way that when you do some tapasya, accordingly get some power also. The persons who do austerities, etc., they get some power. So the power that is acquired by means of tapasya, when it is used, then you lose that power also. Suppose a brahmana, by means of brahmanical, austerity, he gets some power. When he curses a person, then he loses that power actually. Vishwamitra, he was actually born a kshatriya. He saw that brahmanical power is higher than kshatriya power. He said, no, I want the higher one, highest. People want best. Best, something best we want, isn't it? So we try to explore the best in you. So he said, no, I don't want to be kshatriya, I want to be a brahmana. For that he learned to undergo a lot of austerities. It's not an easy job. Change one swabhava. Swabhava is the bhava with which you are born with. To change that is very difficult. It's something like characteristic or quality in your blood. You can't transfuse your blood 100%. It's there. But he did. Lot of tapasya. So much power he acquired. So when Trishanku came and said, "Oh, Vishwamitra, please send me to heaven," he said, "Okay, I'll send you. What others cannot do, I will do it. Oh, go, you can go." Then from heavenly plant, they say, "Hey, you are not qualified. Chalo, niche jao." He was coming down. "Hey, Haribol, I'm coming down." He said, "No, I already wanted to go to heavenly planet. Even if they don't admit you, I will make a special heavenly planet for you." He made a in-between sarga. That is called Trishanku Sarga, right? By making that, he lost all his power that is acquired by means of austerity. Then again he has to do it. He lose. So, you will find different kinds of people acquire different kinds of power, you know. So, what to speak of in the ancient time? Even something like just little over 100 years back, when our own Acharya, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was a magistrate of Puri. At the time there was one mystic, Bishakishen. So this Bishakishen, he started claiming he is Vishnu. He is God himself. Somebody said, "No, why don't we let us go and have darshan of Lord Jagannath?" "Jagannath, I am Jagannath here. Why I'll have to go to the temple to have darshan of some wooden idols? I am Jagannath myself." So, when this came to the notice of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, then he made arrangement to prosecute him. But he was powerful. So much so that in Bhaktivinoda Thakur's family, everybody was getting high fever, 105 degrees. Very high fever. Not only the family member, even Bhaktivinoda Thakur himself was on high fever. And his family members said, "What is it? Why you are getting into trouble with this guy? Chodu onna usko. What we have to do with it?" "No. He is claiming to be God. How can I be Acharya?" So, in the final stage of prosecution, then Bhaktivinoda Thakur had one Dr. Walter. He found out that this fellow had a very strange hair, strange hairstyle. In that hair, it is Prabhupada writes that the mystic yogis, they preserve their yogic power in the hair, right? So this Dr. Walter, that is why they don't take some yogis, they have the locked matted hair, matted lock. They don't comb. Combing and hairstyle banana, you chod dega, then you'll find automatically it will form into mat. So yogis, they preserve their mystic power there. So this Dr. Walter, he from behind he came and with the scissor he cut that long hair he had. So he cut it. As soon as his hair was cut, he lost all his mystic power. Gir gaya. And the fever of the Bhaktivinoda Thakur family came down to normal. And it is written that later on in the jail, he was present. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur, sentenced him to jail. Chalo, jao. So in the jail, somehow or other, he managed to consume poison and die. Supreme Personality is dying, taking poison in the jail. So the point here is that power, mystic power. So much so that he can even affect a pure devotee's health. Pure devotee, he is also having high fever. So it is quite possible by means of different kinds of mystic, yogic process, one can get power. What to speak, even a magician has some kind of power, In front of your eyes, he can, from the hat, he can get a kabutar. We have got so many kabutar. We should have got a mystic power to get the kabutar back into the hat, maybe. We can capture them and throw them somewhere else. It's power. P.C. Sarkar, he can also show some kind of magic. in front of your eyes it looks like, you know, hey, it's real, you know, it's coming out, but it's not. Magic. Some babas and yogis, they also make vibhutis. Vibhuti making babas. They also store their power in the hair, so called hair. They have different hairstyle actually. Power. So in this way, having a mystic power is not a big deal. Even so many tantric, no, black magic. People do some black magic, tantra. So many kinds of tantrics are there. They go to, you know, forest and do some, you know, offering to Lord, you know, Goddess Kali on Amavasya day. Do some kind of worship and tapasya like that. They get some mystic power. They can use it for their whatever they want to achieve. So in this way, there are different kinds of people having mystic power, and there is nothing, you know, great about acquiring it compared to the mystic power of Krishna. Yatra yoga. So yogis are having some mystic power, and Krishna is Yogeshwara. Yatra Yogeshwaro Krishna. He is the Ishwara of all the yogis. If ordinary living entity can have some mystic power, Krishna can have supreme mystic power. Supreme mystic power. So here it is mentioned how Lord Rishabhadev had that supreme mystic power, but he did not bother to exercise it. Sometimes some people will come and ask Prabhupada, what mystic power you have? Can you do some magic? Magic karne ke liye aaya kya? Devotee is not doing devotional service to do magic, you know. The very devotional service is magical anyway. How it transforms the consciousness of the person, that is magical. But ordinary person cannot understand. He wants to see that vibhuti is coming, Sivalinga is coming, or this one is coming, a ring is coming. Oh, he made some vibhuti, he made some ring, you know. He must be supreme personality of God. No. When supreme personality has to make, he doesn't make one small ring. He can make the gold mine. Why only small ring? He can create planets and universes. What to speak of small, small thing? That is Yogeshwara. So Lord Rishabhadev, he actually renounced all these mystic perfections, even though he was full with that, and he acted like a, you know, avadhut, just like, you know, wandering like a madman. So it is mentioned earlier how, by seeing that he was wandering like madman, the king Harhata at that time, he saw that, hey, this is a new style. When something different than what normally done, it becomes a style. Oh, this is a new style of spiritual practice, so let me also do it. And this succession of following that resulted in what is now called as Jainism. Prabhupada writes, modern day Jains. Actually, Jains claim that Rishabhadev was their first Tirthankar. They don't accept him as God. Tirthankar means Acharya, self-realized. So, he didn't claim himself to be, but others. So much so that the recent Tirthankar, there are 24 Tirthankars mentioned in Jainism. The recent one was in the 6th century BC. BC. That means 2500 to 600 years back. Vardhaman. He became self-realized in that succession of so-called Jainism, and he is known as the Tirthankar, the last known Tirthankar. Tirthankar is like Acharya. So, he is the one who actually formalized Jainism. Previously there was no written text. Previously there was no standardized practice. So, if at all we'll have to call somebody as founder Acharya, he is actually Mahavir, Vardhaman, of the present day Jainism, what it is known as. Rishabhadev never thought whatever they are following now. He just was walking naked like a avadhuta. So, all other except two Tirthankars, all others were in the previous yugas. That means, even when the Vedic time, when the Vedic practice was on, this secondary practice was going parallelly, but it was not even recognized. Ye so pagal ho gaya, aisa karte hai. But then it was made a philosophy by itself by Mahavir, the last Tirthankar. So in Indian philosophy, the different kinds of practices are either classified as Astik or Nastik. ఆస్తిక్ స్కూల్స్ ఆఫ్ థాట్, దర్శనాస్, ఆస్తిక్ దర్శనాస్ ఆర్ దోస్ విచ్ అక్సెప్ట్ ద అథారిటీ ఆఫ్ స్క్రిప్చర్స్, అక్సెప్ట్ వేదాస్, అక్సెప్ట్ భగవద్గీత, అక్సెప్ట్ ఉపనిషద్. అక్సెప్టింగ్ దాట్ ఈస్ ఆస్తిక్. దోస్ హు డోంట్ అక్సెప్ట్ దే ఆర్ నాస్తిక్. నాస్తిక్ మీన్స్ ఎథియిస్టిక్. సో జైనిజం, బుద్ధిజం, చార్వాక, దీస్ ఆర్ ఆల్ క్లాసిఫైడ్ యాజ్ నాస్తిక్ బికాస్ దే డోంట్ అక్సెప్ట్ ద అథారిటీ ఆఫ్ స్క్రిప్చర్స్, దే డోంట్ అక్సెప్ట్ గాడ్. సో ఇన్ జైనిజం దే డోంట్ అక్సెప్ట్ గాడ్, దే థింక్ దాట్ దేర్ మే నాట్ బి గాడ్. ఇఫ్ దేర్ ఇస్ గాడ్ వీ డోంట్ సీ హిమ్, బట్ వీ సీ మహావీర్, వీ సీ హిమ్ అండ్ హీ హాజ్ అక్వైర్డ్ సో మచ్ పవర్ బై మీన్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆస్టెరిటీ. వీ వర్షిప్ మహావీర్, వై వీ షుడ్ వర్షిప్ గాడ్? దేర్ ఇస్ నో గాడ్. దిస్ ఇస్ జైన్. జైనిజం దే డోంట్ అక్సెప్ట్ గాడ్, దే అక్సెప్ట్ తీర్థంకర్. సో దే గివ్ టూ మచ్ ఎంఫసిస్ ఆన్ అహింస, నాట్ హార్మింగ్ అదర్ పీపుల్ ఐదర్ ఫిజికల్ ఆర్ మెంటల్. సో మచ్ సో దాట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ మెన్షన్డ్ ఫ్యూ శ్లోకాస్ దాట్ ఇన్ ద ఫర్ ద పర్పస్ ఆఫ్ నాట్ కిల్లింగ్, దే డోంట్ కిల్ అనిమల్స్ ఫిజికలీ. They don't, they when they walk on the road, they see whether ants are there. If the ants are there, they don't stamp on them and kill. That's good. We also do that, supposed to be. But they take it to extreme limit. They think that suppose in my mouth there may be some germ. If I brush my teeth, the germ may be killed. No, no, I should not kill that. No brushing. Then in the body, you know, there may be sweat. And in the sweat, there may be some germs. Oh, if I take bath, this germ will be killed. I should not take bath. So no taking bath. No brushing the teeth. And no. Prabhupada writes, this is extreme, taking it to the extreme limit, you know. To do a spiritual practice, you have to be clean. If you are not clean, you can't do a spiritual practice. But for the sake of ahimsa, for the sake of, this is called foolishness. For the sake of ahimsa, you compromise your sadhana according to the Vedic practice. Because they don't care for Vedas anyway. They don't accept the Vedic literature. So they have their own standard of sadhana. They also do sadhana. But sometimes it is very severe. Sometimes we may wonder whether we will be able to do it or not. They don't take any vehicle, they will walk. Sometimes if you are driving the vehicle, you can see some Jain saints wearing white. So okay, by the way, there are two divisions of Jain. One is called Digambar, another is called Swetambar. Digambar means they don't wear any cloth. Dig is direction. Ambara is cloth. So directions are the cloth. You don't need any other cloth. This cloth is not required. Wear direction, Swami. Digambar. Swetambar is actually wearing the white cloth. Many of the saints you see will be Swetambar. Monks. Jain monks. So this was in 1st century AD. Even not during Mahavir's time. In Jain philosophy, unless you become a Digambar, completely renounced, no desires to enjoy, no attachment, you are completely pure, you become Digambar, then only you can get liberation, so called. Otherwise it is not possible. Only the male can get liberation, female cannot. Because obviously you can't be Digambar females, monks going around. That's not possible. So in this way, the teaching of so-called Jain, which is described little earlier, that unclean, and even suppose a monk is becoming, he is supposed to shave, we are shaving our heads, you know. They are supposed to actually pluck the hair, not shave. Pluck. You have to pluck. If you keep plucking all the hairs, then you don't have to shave. It won't come also. Permanent shaving. Very austere. Nowadays they don't do it. For a ceremonial purpose, they do 2-3 plucking and then they shave up. Thoda to change karna padega na, Kali Yuga. Very, matlab, it is in the mode of lower modes. According to the tapasya that Krishna is talking about, not brushing the teeth is a mode of ignorance. You can't even do any spiritual practice. What to speak of advancing in the spiritual practice. So in that way, they actually imitate Lord Rishabhdev. So very important point here is that if somebody wants to follow a great person, then what it means to be following? Just exhibiting his external things or everything, is including his teaching. What they do is they only actually imitate the external behavior of Lord Rishabhdev. Lord Rishabhdev was naked, we will go naked. One important thing is that they contradict whatever Lord Rishabhdev taught in the previous chapter. First thing Lord Rishabhdev taught was, Nayam deho deha bhajam niloke kashtan kaman argati vidbujamte tapo divyam putrakayena sattum yashmat brahma saukyam tanantham. Tapo divyam, first sloka teaching of Rishabhdev, you do transcendental austerity and they do ignorant austerity. In the very first sloka what Rishabhdev taught, they do ulta. Tapo divyam nahi, ignorant. To do what? Brahma Shaukyam to Anantam. Brahma Shaukyam. Brahman means actually accepting the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They reject it. There is no God. Where they will get Brahma Shaukyam then? If Brahman is not there, how to get Brahma Shaukyam? Very first teaching? Gaya. Then Lord Rishabhdev goes to say, the activities done should be Atma Tattvam. Understand self-realization. Realizing one's own spiritual nature. They don't do it. They accept soul, but they think that soul is covered by different kinds of anarthas. Your all activity should be to remove that anartha, bus. Not realizing the soul. Realizing the soul comes means you don't have super soul to do a yoga practice. They have yogic perfection, but they don't do yoga. So in this way, Lord Rishabhdev clearly says, Mai Vasudevam, I am the Vasudeva. Vasudeva Sarvam Iti Samhatma Sudurlabha. When you know that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the source of everything, they say that no, God is not the source of everything. So in this way, if we carefully scrutinize, they don't follow the teaching of Lord Rishabhdev. They only imitate his external behavior. So imitation of external behavior is not really following. So much so that they don't consider Lord Rishabhdev as God, they consider Lord Rishabhdev as their Tirthankar. Reduce his position. Tirthankar is like Guru or Acharya. Ordinary living entity can become Tirthankar. So they bring down Rishabhdev's position without knowing that, okay, Lord Rishabhdev is Tirthankar and you are saying you are Tirthankar. Can you exhibit Lord Rishabhdev's qualities? It is mentioned that when Lord Rishabhdev, after wandering, then he started, because people are throwing stone and all, he stayed in one place. Like a python. And he started passing stool, urine, etc. in the same place. And he was rolling on that. It is said, his stool was so fragrant that for 80 miles, that fragrance can be pursued. 80 miles radius. Okay, Lord Rishabhdev was Tirthankar. So, other Tirthankar they did or not, that they didn't do. You can't try that out. It will be a difficult thing to do. So, this shows when Lord Krishna says, Avajananti Mahamuda Manushum Tanum Ashutam. When Krishna comes in the form of human being, people think he is also a human being. Because he came with two hands, two legs, one head. Oh, he is like a human being. Param Bhavam Ajananto Mama Bhuta Maheshwaram. They don't know my superior nature. Rishabhdev, he was looking like any other king, any other ordinary human being. But Param Bhavam he had, but they cannot see. Because it is very inconceivable. Mama Bhuta Maheshwaram. He is actually Maheshwara of everything. That they cannot understand. So in this way, here, even though he had the mystic power, he actually did not want to exhibit them. He is a Yogeshwara. He had control of every mystic power anybody could even imagine of possessing. Forget about possessing. Imagine of possessing. Who is that mystic yogi who can follow the example of Lord Rishabhdev even with his mind? See, you may not become a rich man, but at least you can sit and think, okay, today I am the richest man in the world. My name is on the top of the list of richest people in the world. You can think, you know, who is going to stop you? It won't really appear on the top of the list, but at least you can be happy that, oh, for a few moments I was on the top of the list. At least you can think. But here, the question is being asked, who can even think of equaling Lord Rishabhdev's mystic power? You can't even think, because he is Maheshwara. An ordinary living entity cannot, because it is tiny fragment, it cannot imagine of possessing a tiny portion of Lord's supreme power. It's not possible. Remnants you can have, little bit. Remnants one can have. But possessing the Lord's mystic energy, it is not possible. So even though Lord Rishabhdev possessed all of them, here it is stated that he did not even bother to exhibit. He exhibited the extreme limit of tolerance. Even when the people did not understand him and trying to insult him, throwing stone at him, a pagale, calling bad names, throwing stool, he never, you know, retaliated. He never. Extreme limit of tolerance. Even though he could have in one moment, you know, with his mystic power, he could have said, what do you think of myself? I will show my mystic power. No. So, that extreme level of tolerance he exhibited, and his mystic power are unbound, unparalleled to anyone. And here, it is mentioned, this is ordinary yogis who claim that they have achieved, they should learn the lesson that whatever they possess is nothing. Only when you appreciate the supreme power of the supreme personality of Godhead, you can come to ground reality. Otherwise, you will be in the sky thinking that you are something very great. If you have to come to the ground reality, one has to compare his power with the power of the supreme personality of Godhead. Then you will find that I am nothing. What do I possess? I possess nothing. When one admits that actual position is actual, it's not imaginary, it's not imposed on the mind, actual, then there is a scope for a person to advance in higher levels of consciousness. Otherwise, one will be fooling himself with the concocted philosophy. It is mentioned in Bhagavatam, not even in the purport. The sloka says, concocted philosophy of imitating Lord Rishabhdev and calling itself to be a religious practice. So one should clearly understand that, and accordingly one should put the right faith in the right process, and one can make actual progress in Krishna consciousness. We'll stop here.